Italy has fascinating culture, beautiful scenery, amazing history, and warm, friendly people. Nobody knows Italy better than the host of How to Tour Italy. Here's Anthony Capozzoli on TalkZone.com.
Welcome back, everybody, and thank you very much for listening to the first segment on Buon Americano, Buon Appetito. And on the second segment here, we have Kathy McCabe of Dream of Italy. How are you today?
Great. How are you?
I'm doing wonderful, thank you. If you would permit me, I just want to mention the name of the, or at least the style of restaurant I was just talking about in the first segment there. It was a restaurant just around the corner from the Pantheon about with cuisine from Sardinia, specializing in seafood. So I'm going to have on my website, unabellavista.com/radio show, the name of the restaurant with an address so people can very, very easily find these wonderful places that I'm talking about. And with that, how are you today, Kathy? Thank you so much for being a part of the show.
Well, I wish I was in Rome.
I know, right? Wouldn't that be great?
Yeah, some Sardinian food. Excellent.
It is wonderful stuff. And so everyone knows who you are. You have a website, dreamofitaly.com. And on that website, you have lots of great stuff. You have your newsletter, which is one of the best in the business, I would say, covering lots and lots of great travel tips, ideas, places to go, places to stay, all on, I guess in your words, 3 to 5 stars. Is that correct?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And then you also have a travel planning service on the website.
Mm-hmm.
And people can buy different things like books and DVDs, and you've got these wonderful little gift baskets like A Night at the Movies in Italy, and you've got 3 or 4 different Italian titles with a little bag of popcorn and stuff, audio guides, home decor, and a whole bunch of other great stuff.
Yeah, I think so.
I do love it a lot. In fact, I was reading today before the show just to make sure I had picked out a couple of topics on the most, not maybe not the most recent newsletter, but some of your free subscription newsletters. And I love the one with Enrico Bruschini, the Roman guide. I thought that was very, very interesting, not only because he's a lifelong Roman and tour guide, but because he's literally given tours to former presidents, congressmen, governors, etc., throughout the Vatican and the streets of Rome. And he looks like he is definitely the guide to have if you can actually get a hold of him.
He truly is, and you know, I've been to Italy more than 20 times. I kind of stopped counting, and touring the Vatican with him was probably one of the top five things I've ever done. I actually had guides coming up to us and asking for his autograph because he's actually a Sistine Chapel expert, and he's written the guidebook that you buy when you go into the Vatican and you want a book to carry around the museums. He's the one who's written the book.
Wow.
And he's actually also was invited up on the scaffolding when they were redoing the Sistine Chapel, and he tells a story about seeing that thumbprint in the paint, his eye, which, you know, he believes is Michelangelo's.
That is fantastic. That's really, really cool.
That's the real deal, yeah.
That is a real deal. How great is that?
It is great, and he's not, you know, inexpensive, and I've sent people to him, and they have come back and said, you know, he was worth every penny, and he's so cute and so typically Italian. Like, his wife calls like 15 times during the tour.
Right. Honey, I'm still on the tour.
They just call to, like, you know, say hello.
Right.
But he just adores her, and so he's, you know, it's just a wonderful experience to see. He also does a Colosseum in the Forum, and is great with kids. So that was one of my big finds, is meeting him.
Yeah, I would say so. And I tell you, there's a book that you sell on your website titled The Footsteps of the Popes, written by Enrico Bruschini.
Mm-hmm.
And you have signed copies. At least you did have signed copies. It looks
I
like
did. We're getting some more in. So if people, you know, want to order, I'm waiting for him to sign some and send them to us. And it's actually, they've stopped printing it's a first edition. They stopped printing the book. It's a great keepsake, but it's also a great guide in and of itself.
Yeah, it sounds great. And it's dedicated, for the listeners, it's dedicated to the art and treasures of Vatican City, correct?
Mm-hmm.
Wonderful. Wonderful. So let's talk a little bit about your newsletter, because I got to tell you, I do love it. And I think that you do a very, very good job of kind of packaging it. And on unabellavista.com/radio show, I put links for people to go right from my website to yours to look at the newsletter. And it's very easy. You got a great URL, and good for you on getting a hold of this back in the day, Dream of Italy. And if you go to www.dreamofitaly.com, you can go right to the website and take a look at the newsletter and all these wonderful things that we're talking about.
Right, and we actually give, you know, we give away a free special report on the Amalfi Coast if you sign up for our free email newsletter. So that's something you can get right away.
Oh, great. So the free, because help me, I guess help the audience understand, you've got a couple different options on for the newsletter. Maybe you can talk us through a couple of those.
Sure. So we send out email updates, which is twice a month. We send out just free information about everything from like a hotel reviews to tomorrow I'm sending one out about retiring in Italy. Mm-hmm. And so some or deals, you know, actually right now if people are interested, Eurofly has a great deal for $4.99 round trip. I'm not sure when it, I think it's like through April, May or through April. I'm not sure when the last day is to buy the tickets, but I'll be mentioning that. And so it's snippets of information, and it's also snippets from the paid newsletter, which comes out. So the whole point is to definitely inform you, but once you receive the email, the free one for a while, you might think, hey, I'd like to, you know, I'd pay more for more information.
For sure.
It's 6 years old, and everyone who pays for a subscription gets online access to 60 back issues, and they're all searchable. So, you know, if you're looking for Venice hotels or Rome restaurants or, you know, Tuscany tour guides, you can search. Comes out 10 times a year, and it's still available by mail or by internet.
Sure.
And it's just chock full of information. And a really interesting survey we did was about, I think it's actually over 40% of our readers have been to Italy six or more times.
Wow. Holy
cow. I know. I just totally knocked over myself. And they're like crazy like we are, you know?
Yeah.
They're like we are, and they know a lot of stuff too. And so I actually have printed some of my subscribers' articles, but it's really neat because the information I give is great for first time or second time travelers, but I also try to strive to really find things, you know, that people have been many times don't know about.
That's amazing. 40% have been there six times or more. That is huge.
I know. They're insane. I love them.
Yeah. I'll tell you. That's good stuff. I bet you they often probably email you with lots of little things that they've probably found on their eighth and tenth trip.
Well, I need to do more of getting information from them because they're experts as well. But they're the kind of people who will go every year, every other year, or, you know, a couple times a year. Some of them have bought homes there. Some are of Italian descent.
Wow.
You know, so it's a really interesting group of people.
That's great stuff. In fact, I am going to be moving there.
Really?
Yeah.
On your website and what you do, and so you're moving permanently or half the year or?
Well, I think we're going to go 6 months there and 6 months here. We're going to do the on season, if you will, like the tourist season in Italy from, you know, May through around October.
Right.
I'm living in Fiesole, just outside of Florence.
Oh.
And I can't wait. Kristen, my girlfriend, and I are going to be heading out there. I am very, very excited about that.
Wow, that is fantastic.
Yeah, it'll be great. And I get to do research for my upcoming books and do walking tours for people while they're traveling to kind of show them around either the museums or the streets of Rome, Florence, and Siena.
Ooh, we should figure out a way to do more things together because we definitely have, you know, similar interests and probably similar clientele.
I would love that. That would be great. In fact, and the best part is I'm actually very excited. I get to do the radio show live from Italy. That'll be a time difference. It'll be airing at the same time here and on the same day, but I'll be doing it from different restaurants and hotels and different places. So I'm excited about doing this live in a couple of these great restaurants that I know and people that I've built some contacts with. They have really good internet connections, high speed. I can do it from the piazzas in Rome and all over the place.
Wow. Now I'm jealous.
Wouldn't that be great? That'd be nice.
You're always jealous of me, and I'm like, no, I'm jealous of you.
That's awesome. And then, one of the things I noticed, and I did some digging around on your website, is the travel planning piece. And I think that's something that many people think they don't need. And I would disagree. I mean, even having been to Italy a number of times, I think that is something that most people do need. And the reason for that, forget about making the flight arrangements. That's something you would do, but actually picking the right hotel based on people's interests and helping them build their day-to-day itineraries is something that you shouldn't just tackle on your own or buy one guidebook and think you've got it figured out.
I totally agree. I think a lot of it is also the service I offer. It's connecting you with people I've met along the way, like you have met along the way, and finding those really special people like Enrico or you who give tours. And so that's the kind of service I offer. Now, my intention was never to become a travel agent or to do the travel planning full time. it's really there as a service to, I would have a lot of subscribers call and say, hey, you know, do you do trip planning? And I'd say no. And finally I said, okay, yeah, I'll do it.
Yeah.
I'll work with a travel agent. And so I'm basically, I don't take any commissions for what I plan. I give you my honest opinion on what to do and what to see. We map out an itinerary, and my travel agent partner books that. And it's great because I also give restaurants. You know,
sure.
I take a lot of the. It can be. I mean, I get confused going over there. I get overwhelmed because there's. I want to do everything, and I still haven't seen everything, or even near half of everything in Italy.
All right.
And I think that's the challenge, and that's why people look at websites like mine and yours. To find trusted people, because you can go on all these websites, like, you know, I'm not knocking TripAdvisor at all, but you're getting so many choices. And
yeah, I agree. And I think the difference between what I would just like a multi-contributor site, whether it's TripAdvisor or a different forum, that you get the opinion of 100 different people, mm-hmm. and if you really rank them up, they usually come out about 50-50 liked it, 50% didn't like it, and it's kind of neutral. I think that getting some expert opinions, advice, and guidance is the key.
Mm-hmm.
Because just hitting those forums, if you will, I don't think it does everything all the time, unless you really find a goose egg in the mix, which mm-hmm. you really won't. But I agree. I think that the travel planning service, most importantly, to kind of optimize your time, because people
yeah.
will realize it's very easy to get overwhelmed.
Yeah.
And then, you know, what do we do first? Well, let us tell you what to do first, because we know. And, you know, depending
right.
on the day, so you're going to be there, certain museums might be closed.
Oh, yeah.
And different, you know,
wait,
religious
wait
holidays.
Line.
Oh, yeah.
You could kill a few hours doing that, and there's nothing more frustrating than that.
That's true. I'm always amazed, and I think I say this on every single radio show. I walk by the Uffizi or the Academia mm-hmm. or, you know, you picked the Borghese, whatever the case might be. And I always see people waiting in line, hoping with their fingers crossed to get in within 3 hours. And I'm like, why didn't you just make a reservation? And
yeah, well,
they're like, I didn't know we had to. I'm like, well, how could you possibly not?
They don't realize that everyone, their mother, is also going to Italy and is still going, even despite the economy, which amazes me and makes me very pleased. Again, that survey we did of our readers, it was like 70% are definitely or maybe, or definitely or probably, those were the words we used, are going this year. And that amazed me.
Oh, that's the thing. I mean, I agree. Many of the people I've talked to, and in terms of traffic to my website, it's been very, very good. People are a little bit more gun-shy about booking the tours and things with me, but they're coming in, and I'm happy to say that they're lining up well. But I think that what we are seeing is people are a little bit more gun-shy, and even more reason, quite frankly, to use travel planning services or to buy a subscription to Dream of Italy, the newsletter, so that you can take full advantage of every moment you have there. Make sure you see the best of the best and get some guidance from people that have been there that know, you know, not only what we're doing, but what we're talking about.
Right. Well, Anthony, you know, I'm always looking for new guides to recommend. So when, I don't know when I'm going to Italy next. It'll be in the next 6 months or so.
Sure.
Or a couple months. I'd love to maybe take a tour with you and write it up.
I would love that. That would be my honor.
Because, you know, and again, I like to, it's either me or my trusted writers. You know, I don't really write about anything I don't experience myself or somebody,
sure.
you know, that's what people are paying for. And I think one thing that's really hard for people is to find the right guides, you know, without just, you know, to find really good people to show them around.
I agree. I absolutely agree. And the nature of my walking tours are, you know, no more than six people. It's very personal. There's no umbrellas. There's no microphones or headsets.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I try to stay on the smaller side of the fence so that I can be spend time one-on-one and stop in for an espresso with people and
right.
and detour along the way, whatever they need to do. But mm-hmm. I'm just curious, Kathy, what is one of your favorite cities or museums in Italy?
One of my favorite, did you say cities?
Cities first and museums second.
Museums. Hmm. Cities, it's got to be Rome.
Yeah.
And I usually don't necessarily tell. I'm like, oh, I love it all. I do tell people, but I have this whole theory, you know, you can kind of meet someone, and if they tell you, sort of like what kind of dog they have, what kind of, which favorite city they
yeah.
have. I'm a big dog lover, by the way, too. But which city they love, you can really definitely tell something about their personality. And so, for me, it's Rome. And that, you know, that's the place I'm most drawn to. And, gosh, in terms of museums, there are so many great ones. I went to, I can't even remember the name, I think it starts with Sandro, but I went to the most fascinating, I'll have to look it up and send you a link for your listeners, but it was, I went to the most, really, most intriguing modern art museum in Torino.
Oh.
When I was there, I went for the Winter Olympics, and it was started by this woman who's a collector, and it was just really, really neat. And that's another city I love. A lot.
I've never been there, so maybe you can talk a little bit about
it. Do not walk. I think it's one of the big hidden gems.
Really?
The food is, and you know, the food's great everywhere, but the food is spectacular. They're a chocolate-making city. The Barolo and Barbaresco, they have a cinema museum. Actually, another one of my favorite museums would be the Egyptian Museum in Torino. You know, it has more artifacts than any other place outside of Egypt.
Wow.
And that's because the Savoy family, you know, they went and they explored Egypt and brought everything back. And you can see the shroud. You don't really see it. You can get near it. That's the thing. And so there's so much going on there that people don't realize. There's a lot of museums, great food. It's really just a really pretty place to walk around.
That is wonderful. Now, most of the pictures I've seen of that wonderful city are in the winter. Now, is it as beautiful in the summer, even though without the snow?
Oh, yeah, yeah, it is. I've been both seasons. I've actually gone several times. I was just there for the Slow Food. They have a big, every other year, huge Slow Food festival. And so I was just there in the fall. And, yeah, it is beautiful.
That's wonderful. I love it. And, well, Kathy, thank you so very much for being such a wonderful guest on the show today.
Thank you. Congratulations on this great radio show. It's a great idea.
Oh, well, thank you very, very much. And you are welcome anytime that you'd like to be a guest. And maybe you can let your listeners or your readers know about it as well.
I want to link to this. Now, will they be able to download this online?
Absolutely. And I will send you a link and how to make that happen. And I will keep posts of the Dream of Italy newsletter and how to reach you via web on both my websites.
Great, and I will tell all my readers to listen to this interesting interview.
Well, thank you very, very much, Kathy. Have
a
wonderful day today.
You too. Bye-bye.
Ciao.